Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You're with Mad Dads, international Mad Dads all across the country. Pittsburgh, what's up? Cedar Rapids, Iowa, what's up? How you doing? Hey, I want to say what's up, big ups to everybody in Buffalo, New York. How you doing? What's going on? Proud of you. Florida, how's it going? Mad Dads all across the country doing what we do, and we're doing it well. Today I'm going to have my co-host just tell you a little bit about why we picked our topic today. Where is she at? I need her to come over here to talk to you, but I want my co-host to tell you a little bit why. Why did you pick the topic that we have today?
Because I think it's something that needs to be addressed. I guess I just kind of realized all the violence that goes on in April this morning when I was watching, you know, yesterday, obviously a lot of people saw what had happened at the Boston Marathon. But I really kind of started putting together, you know, well, Columbine happened in April, and Virginia Tech happened in April, and Oklahoma City bombing happened in April. And I was just kind of looking at how all these mass violent events happen in April. And the news kind of brought it up this morning, too, when I was watching the Today Show, waiting for my ride to come over this way. And, you know, it just really, it touched my heart. And I was like, you know, we need to talk about this.
Well, we're going to talk about it, and I thank you very much for bringing it up. The first explosion occurred yesterday about 2:50 p.m. on the north side of Boysland Street, just before the finish line. And, you know, you wonder, you think, why would somebody, would anybody want to explode in an area where people are going to die? And I'll tell you why. People want attention. People want to be known, and people want people, their psyches are messed up, and the way they look at the world is not right. And so when people look at the world in a different way, they don't see it the way me and you do. They see it like they want to get back at America. They want to get back at the people that bullied them, the people that attacked them. And they figure the best way to get back at them is to destroy people that they love. And there's a baby that died. And three people have died, and the youngest is an eight-year-old. And there's over 170 people who have been injured, among them a two-year-old baby.
Yep.
Now, that's sad that somebody would want to hurt a two-year-old baby. And so we realize that in this world, there's a lot of sick people. That's why we need more help with helping folks with getting their medication. But at the same time, we give folks medication that make them crazy.
Yep.
The pharmaceutical companies manufacture things that make your psyche unusual.
You've got problems with your heart, we're going to give you a pill for that, but that may make you crazy. So we'll give you another pill for that. You know, and the next thing you know, you're walking around, you've got one leg, one arm, and you're nuts.
Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. I know for a fact, my wife is on pain medication and stuff, and I'll never forget. It was years ago, but I'll never forget. She started doing my feet. She'll never do my feet. And I'm like, I mean, she manicured. She was doing the nails.
What color was it?
She was scrubbing. She was doing, it was clear, you know. And the next day she said, I don't even remember doing that. Because she was on a medication that had her, you know, just doing stuff that she normally doesn't do.
She's a pedicurist.
You know, and so it's amazing how we wonder why are people going crazy. Some people are getting rich off of pharmaceutical drugs.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people get rich off of
some people are getting rich off of guns and weapons in our community. And some people are getting rich off the mentally ill. And I think it would take a sick person that would want to blow up something like this, that would want to do something like this to our community. I think it would take a very sick person. And so when you said Google has a find a person, if you know someone that was running or a spectator you can search their names, and if you have information on someone that was there, you can share the information that you have. Tell me a little bit more about that. How does that work?
I was watching the Today Show this morning, and they brought up the fact that if you go on Google, there's a person locator. Basically, if you're looking for somebody, there's a button you can click that says, I'm searching for someone. And then there's also a button that you can click that says, I have information on someone. So if you have information on somebody that was there, you can add your information to that. Maybe it's somebody else's family member or something like that, that you can help them, you know, find out if they're all right or whatnot. But they have really, you know, social media has really kind of stepped up now with all the violence that, you know, all the violent things that occur. They also have a Google Docs, has a document that you can find a place, because of a lot of the hotels have been vacated. You're not, they're all closed down. You're not able to go into the hotels that a lot of the runners and spectators were staying at. People have now opened their homes to people that have been, you know, displaced from these hotels. And if you need a place to stay, you can click on I need a place. Or if you have a place for them to stay, you can click on I have a place for someone to stay, if you're willing to offer up a bed for somebody to stay in.
So that's interesting. Now, you found all that out from just going on the Internet?
Yes, sir.
And
the Red Cross has a Safe and Well website also that you can either register yourself as Safe and Well or find out from the list if there are if there's a family member or a friend of yours, you can look in the list and see if they are safe and well.
Now, you said the reason, why is this so important to you? Why does it touch you so much?
You know, I think the biggest thing was this morning when I was watching the story of the Newtown group that was running in the marathon. From that massive school shooting, they had a group of runners that were running because it was 26 miles and 26 casualties in that. They gave each one of the miles a marker for one of the children or one of the teachers that had died. And then the finish line was in dedicated to all of them. So the lady that was speaking, she said that the last 350 feet, they were going to run like they ran to save their children that day. And they never made it to the finish line. And that really, that touched me. That brought tears to my eyes. Like, they were trying to do something in memory of all these kids. And I don't know if that has anything to do with the bombing or, because I know it was a public known thing to the public that a lot of these people were running in honor of these kids. So I don't know if the explosion is in relation to that or if it's something completely different. But either way, this group never got to finish and dedicate that to those kids.
You're listening to Blog Talk Radio with the National Mad Dads right here in our headquarters in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And my name is V.J. Smith, and I am your president, along with Erica. She is here, and she is the co-producer. She is the producer of the show. Matter of fact, I'm just the host. And so we're talking about what's happened in Texas, and there's history. There seems to be history with April and mass violence. Isn't it? I wonder what April has to do with anything. Do you think?
You know, I was trying to find any type of answers online. And, of course, you know, just because it's online doesn't mean it's true. But the only thing I could seem to find was the fact that the seasons changed. That's the only common denominator in all of these, you know, times is that, you know, this is the time in 90% of the United States where it starts getting warmer, things, you know, start to get nicer, and seasons just start to change. And I don't know if people get goofy or what's going on, but that is the only thing that seems to be the same in all of these.
So on April 19th, 1993, Waco, Texas, the AFT attempted to end the 51-day standoff with the Branch Dividend cult, who had been abusing children and amassing a store of weapons. While 9 people escaped the blaze, 75 perished either by gunshot or by fire inside the compound. 25 of the dead were children, and Dave Korshaus was also found dead from a shotgun wound to the head. Nearly immediately, questions were raised as to how the fire was started and who was responsible. On April 19, 1995, Oklahoma City bombing, a truck bomb explosion outside the Alfred P. Rule Federal Building in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, left 168 people dead and hundreds more injured. The blast was set off by anti-government militant Timothy Veigh, who was, in 2001 was executed for his crimes. 168 people were dead.
I remember that one.
If you listen to Blog Talk and you want to talk, you know, to push that number. It tells you to push that number, and you can talk to us at any time. I want to thank our callers that are calling in right now and listening. Thank you very much. Thank you for being a part of Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads. All over the country, Mad Dads, which stands for Men Against Destruction, Defending Against Drugs, and Social Disorder. We've had some great events. I want to go back to, before I talk more about this, I want to talk about some of the great things that we did this weekend. And I want to say thank you to Ice Cold Entertainment for giving us an award for the work we do in the community. Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate that. It was a long day. We started our day at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we started out at 10:30 on Chicago and Franklin, where we reached out to the community. From there, we went to Lindale and Broadway at Cub Foods. And from there, we went to the Capri Theater. So I want to say big ups to the Mad Dads, man. You guys really put it down. And the next day, I got up at 5 o'clock in the morning and did what I do at Shiloh Temple. It's been a very busy week. So on April 20th, 1999, Columbine school shooting. Littletown, Colorado, the two high school seniors enacted an all-out assault on Columbine High School during the middle of the school day. The boys' plan was to kill hundreds of their peers with guns, knives, and multitude of bombs. The two boys walked into the hallways and killed. When the day was done, 12 students, one teacher, and two murdered were dead, plus 21 more were injured. Terrible. Absolutely terrible how we can kill so many and leave them helpless. It's terrible. I think it's insane.
You just be so cold about it. You just have no feeling whatsoever towards the fact that they were somebody's child, they're somebody's parent, they're, you know, somebody's brother, sister. You know, somebody loves that person, and to just kill them so senselessly, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
I'm just wondering, you know, rich people get rich off of the misery of other people. And I'm just wondering, I really am, I'm just wondering how many of the folks that own gun manufacturing or invest their money into gun manufacturing or invest their money into pharmaceutical companies or invest their money into weapons and that kind of stuff, how many of them have a conscience and are able to sleep at night knowing that they're a part of the problem? How many of those people are able to do that? Because, you know, when you think about the neighborhoods, Chicago, Detroit, St. Louis, all those cities that have, we have massacres every week or every day sometimes, where hundreds of kids are being killed and adults are being killed and slaughtered and robbed and beat to death and all that. But we never get any attention. It never gets any attention because it's a normal in the African American and Latino community and the Native American community and even now the Somali community that people of color just kill each other. It's no big deal. Why is there so much attention put on something like this and not enough attention put on what happens in our community?
You know, I hate to say it, you know, the media loves more, I think. You know, the bigger the explosion, the more that got shot, you know, the bigger the blaze, whatever it is, they want to see more casualties and more, you know, it's not necessarily what people want to see, but that's what they want to make stories about.
Uh-huh.
They don't want to make stories about, you know, little John down the street, he just, you know, got shot, versus, you know, the guy that went into the federal building and shot 18 people. They're going to put the 18 people on the news before they put John down the street on the news.
So in April the 16th, 2007, Virginia Tech massacre. Senior at Virginia Tech shot and killed 32 people and wounded 17 in two separate attacks. Approximately 2 hours apart before committing suicide, another six people were injured escaping from classroom windows. The massacre is the deadliest shooting incident by a single gunman in the history of the United States. That's amazing. That is amazing. What do you think about that?
Again, it shocks me how people can just be so cold. I've never fired a gun my entire life. Not even an airsoft gun. Not a BB gun, nothing. I just don't see how not only can you hold and fire a gun, you know, not just at a range, but at somebody, a living, breathing person that, you know, people love, and they didn't do anything to you. And even if they did it really warrant their life? They can't get that back. Whatever they did to you did not take your life.
And a lot of times it's not about what somebody did to me. It's not about that. Most of the time it's really about the pain and the suffering that I'm going through. It's about America. It's about people come for the American dream and they don't seem to get it.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the bullying. I'm sick and tired of being bullied. I'm sick and tired of the relationships I'm in.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do something about it. And that something about it is, since I can't get to you, since I can't hurt you, I'm going to hurt others.
No.
And some people think like that. And it's sad, but it's so true that we think like that because we don't believe that anybody cares. And I think it's important to start looking at your neighbor, looking at the people around you. Let them know that you care. Some people are under astronomical barriers in their life.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, these days, nobody takes the time to listen. You know, you may walk by the lady across the street from you that you've lived, you know, you guys have lived across the street for 20 years and you know each other, you're friends, you used to be friends. You still walk by today and just, hey, how you doing? Everybody says fine, when really you're not. You know, I think, and you mentioned this, you know, in our meeting yesterday, we really do. We need to sit down with people and find out how people really are. You know, just passing by and, oh, yeah, I'm great. Yeah, you're just saying that to keep on going. You don't want to stop and explain what's going on in your life to somebody that's even close to you. You just, oh, yeah, I'm fine. See you later. How are you doing? You know, and you just pass on by. But if you sat and, you know, really talked to, you know, the people that you really care about in your life, the people that you want to keep in your life, then I think that a lot of difference would come. A lot more people would, you know that there's somebody out there that cares.
Well, it looks like we have one person, I think, that wants to talk to us on Blog Talk Radio, and that number is 4331. Welcome, you're on Blog Talk Radio. How you doing?
What's happening, man? It's Short Body. How y'all doing today?
Short Body. MADDADS. Many distance stretches, because you know that we're the best.
That's right.
From the north to the south, to the east, to the west.
To the west. That's what it's about, man. That. Yeah, man, I want to address the issue, though. I want to say something, man, because, like, that really touches me right there, because I come from the streets of the Shy, man, in the Inglewood area. And I see a lot of, when I was growing up, man, I've seen a lot of death, man. I'm finna be 40 years old, man, and I know way double my age people that's dead that I didn't went to funerals, fam. And it kind of touched me because I be trying to tell my guys on the street, because I be on the streets every day, right? Matter of fact, I'm going to be on the streets in a few minutes. And I try to tell my guys all the time, fam, it's not gangster to shoot somebody and have to run as soon as you get done. That's not gangster. See, we're saying that to say it's a hood mentality messed up out here, fam. They got the wrong ideas, and they got the wrong solutions for the problems that they have. So they start taking guns and doing and trying to think that's the solution to their problem, but it's not. Because as soon as they get through shooting that person or shooting that pistol, the gangster they used to be turned into a B-I-T-C-H, you know what I mean? Because now they're running, and they don't understand that. It's a way better solution to the problem that they're having out here. So directly the issue has to be stressed upon the hood mentality, changing them to have a different solution to the problem. If they have arguments with a different man or a different organization, they don't have to go that route in order to be a gangster. Real gangsters, they run the polls. Real gangsters, they doing what Mad Dad's doing. They have the people working for them instead of having them chasing them. If you don't call yourself being out here on these streets and it's your block, that's your block, then you're going to work for your block. You work for the community. You help that old lady who need help up the stairs with them groceries. You clean the yards out for the people for free. You don't have to charge them for doing that. You have to be a gangster for your community. You have to that's being a gangster. But when you have to step onto the block and sell dope and shoot pistols and then as soon as you see the police that's supposed to be protecting you, you got to run from them, that's not gangster. See, that's the thing about it, fam. It's that hood mentality that got to be taken away. And they got to see a better goal for life, a outcome on life of what's going on out here. You know, so that's what stresses me out when I be out on these streets and these guys who still carry the pistols, thinking it's cool, thinking they're gangster now instead of putting their fists in the air, you know what I mean, showing some love to the black man, to the next man, period. You know what I mean? Because it's not even a color thing out here. It's more of a mentality, fam. And it's about changing the mentality of our people who thinking it's cool to carry a pistol or think because they got a bigger gun that they're harder than the next man. You know, so that's what I want to say about that issue right there, BJ.
Hey, sure, buddy. I just wanted to ask you to comment a little bit about what you thought about the weekend and what if you had to kind of talk about that weekend, what was it like this weekend to be in partnership with Mad Dads and the Drug Free America and others out there? What was that like?
I'm talking about, I do shows all over the country, man. And I'm talking about the love that I have to do for community shows. I mean, the best feeling in the world, man, because you've been out there, like I said, you've been out there with the real gangsters, with the real people that's doing for their community. The love right there is beautiful. You know what I mean? And people say, you know, a lot of guys in my industry, they worry about getting paid for this show, paid for that show, getting paid for this and paid for that. And y'all do it for the love. And when you're doing it for the love, it's a whole different issue. It's a whole different game out here when you're doing it for the love of what you do. You know what I mean? So, you know, I took it very to the heart, man, because I knew y'all was doing it for the love. You know what I mean? And I knew y'all wasn't trying to out here hurt nobody, but y'all trying to put a positive message out there to the people. And, you know what I mean? When you're doing that, I feel like way more gangster than I ever been before. Even when I was gangbanging, man. So it's like, it was a beautiful thing, man. I live for that.
I like what he's saying. Like, what if we tried to, like, redefine the word gangster, you know, into, you know, the real gangsters are the ones that do stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What you doing on the street, that's not gangster no more. We're going to change the whole entire definition of it.
Right, and that's what Sharp Body's done. He's got the Bible, he's got the book. And see, mass destruction happens in the hood. And that's what caused him to change his life, because even though the news will not show you ever all the mass destruction that's happened in Chicago, St. Louis, Detroit, all these other cities, California, Florida, everywhere else, but they will show you when a bunch of other folks get killed. They always show that, as long as it don't look like a lot of us. They will show that. But we have massacres almost every day. You agree with that, Sharbody?
Yeah, that's right, man. Because like I said, man, I grew up in the city of Chicago, and I'm telling you like this, man. When I was a kid, I used to have to carry pistols to school with me just to go get my education, man. Because other gang members in different neighborhoods were still trying to stop us from going to school in their neighborhood. So I'm talking about, I experienced that as a young kid. It's been a Columbine in the hood. They never talked about it. I've seen a lot of my guys get killed just trying to go to school and get education. You know what I mean? I had to carry a pistol to school just so I can graduate from high school. Just so I can go to school, I had to worry about having a pistol in class with me, in my lockers, you know, and I wasn't intending on killing nobody with it, but I was protecting myself. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was thinking about when I had that thing. I was worried about protecting myself because I had to get back and forth to school. You know what I mean? That's, a lot of my guys grew up in the hood like that. We was fighting a grown man war as we grew up as ghetto soldiers in the hood, man. I've been fighting a grown man war since I was like 16, 17 years old, trying to get back up to school, man. So it's like we've been seeing this Columbine thing. And like you said, they don't report those things that happen in the hood, man, because like I said, I know a lot of my guys that got killed just trying to go to school every day, just trying to go to get themselves back and forth to school, and that never got reported. So that's another reason why I wrote my book, man, because it's like a report. It's like a book report to the hood, let them know what really be going on in there. Because they lie to a lot of people, and a lot of these kids, they get themselves trapped off on the blocks, not really knowing what the blocks can bring to them. You know, you can't be out there if you don't know what's going on, really going on out there. You know what I mean? They lie to you and make you think it's glamorizing, but they don't tell you the truth about what's really going on out there. So that's the whole purpose of me writing that book, man, because I want them to really see exactly what's going on before you get into it.
And I think that's important to let people know what's going on before they get into it. And I also think it's important that we do something about the mental health state of our community. I was just thinking about a guy that kind of sent some crazy emails to me, and I seen him walking down the street talking to himself. And I thought, man, that's how stuff happens to people. You know, people like that, that you just don't know what they're going to do or when their minds are going to snap. But their minds snap because we sell them wet. We give them ecstasy, which has got all kinds of stuff in it. And we got all these drugs that people get high off of. One of the guys that do outreach with us, Sharp Body, said somebody offered him 100 X pills. And he said that at the moment he thought that was great to take those pills. But he didn't. He traded those pills for output. What do you think about that?
That's another thing. Okay, that's what I'm talking about, man. That's why I sell my books and CDs, because the fact is that just like he offered them pills, I offer them a way out the hood by offering them a chance to actually sell my book with me, sell my CDs with me, and then make their own money. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's like the alternative is, like they say, you got to actually speak a lot of the words. You can't tell nobody to stop selling dope or to stop shooting if you ain't got no alternative for them. You know what I mean? So it's like I said, when I be out there on the streets, I'm always offering a way out the hood, a way out of the hood mentality. Not obviously a way out the hood, but a way out the hood mentality. Show them how to believe in something else, man, and sell something else. If you quick to tell somebody you got 100 extra pills, you should be quick to tell somebody you got 100 books or 100 CDs that you actually own yourself and you can get paid off yourself. And hustle the same way you would them ecstasy pills. You know what I'm saying? That's like, you know what I mean? That devil, man, and he got a lot of demons out here in the hood, man, that's how to help him sell your soul out here. You got to believe your God gets the talent. So, you know, that's like, you got to have an alternative from an ecstasy pill. Like what y'all doing. Y'all giving an alternative from selling ecstasy pills. That's the reality of what happens today, no matter what good you do. You're going to have a lot of negativity that's going to involve themselves in what you're trying to do and stop your health and stop your growth with these people. So, you know, you got to give them something else to do, look forward to other than what they're doing. That's where that comes from.
Well, you know, one of the things I want to say to you is when I seen you with your group, you had kids, you had adults with you, and man, I was so proud that I only got one picture. I got it on Facebook of y'all, but it said 1,000 words. Everybody was into the day. Even though it was cold, it was a little snow on the ground. It's that kind of love that people are looking for, that are bombing up stuff, that are shooting up people. They're not getting that kind of love. See, what you provided for all those people, those guys that are around you and those kids that are around you, they're getting love that they need. When people don't get love, they want to hurt someone. When people don't get love, they want to attack, they want to blow stuff up. When they're not getting the love and attention they need, and then they sit back and watch the news and go, I did that. I made that happen. So before we go, just give some words of encouragement, Sharp Body, before we go.
Okay, this is why. One more thing I want to say. I'm going to tell y'all like this. Just like VJ said, I had all ages with me at the time I was performing. It's about showing togetherness in the hood, man, because I'm going to tell y'all what happened with that was. The people who was out there performing with me was also all ex-rival gang members of mine. And we all came together and put songs together for the community. That's another thing we do. Make sure you take care of your community and love your community, man. It's about showing love to your community. That's the biggest gangster in the world, when you helping these people out, showing them how to come up out the game.
Hey, man, and you know, I'm really excited, man. And the guys that are in penitentiary, the guys that are on death row, the guys that are in mental health facilities because they use that crazy drug we put on their brain, and the guys that are 6 feet under, that are no longer here. Also appreciate you, Sharp Body, and brothers like you to do the work. So continue to do that, man. Continue to make us proud. Continue to show that, yeah, there might be a problem in Boston. There might be a problem in Columbine. There might be a problem other way, but there's some good people doing good things, making great things happen for our community.
God bless, man. Love y'all.
That's right. You're talking to Sharp Body. That was Sharp Body. What did you think? Any last words from you, ma'am?
You know, I heard a pretty good quote this morning. No matter how many evil people are out there, us good people outnumber you. So look out.
So look out.
Yep, because the good always prevails over the evil, and there's way more good people out here than there are bad people.
Absolutely.
We're going to eventually get you.
We're going to get you. God bless. You've been listening to Blog Talk Radio with VJ, the national president, and Erica. Erica Bradley is our producer. We're glad to have her. We're glad to have her. And in the background, we have Lila eating up food and stuff. So stay tuned. We'll be back at you next Tuesday, same time, same place.